WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Top of the order for the Warriors. Travis Claude leads things off, and again falling down on the mound is Blake Hahn, but this time not because of, I think, cramps, but this time just because he kind of lost his balance with the gust of wind or something like that. But again, the weather's starting to look a little more iffy as we get later into the afternoon, and there's a pitch that's in there for a called strike one. 1-1 is the pitch. 1-1 is the count. Travis Claude, Ryder Schindler, and Tony Ifaldano for the Warriors in the bottom of the sixth. Foul tip at the plate, and it's now 1-2. Travis Claude singled and scored a run as part of that four-run fourth inning for the Warriors. Right-handed batter. Senior catcher for Wausau West. Blake Hahn fires. There's a pop for space side, out of play. We'll do it again at 1-2. 6-6 game. Again, if you joined us late, 1 for Toma in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. They led 5-0. 2 for the Warriors in the bottom of the third, and 4 in the bottom of the fourth. And then a run in the top of the fifth for Toma to even it up. So 6-6. Pitch misses up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake Hahn sets, kicks, fires. Just off the outside corner, and the count runs full, 3-2. Ryder Schindler waits on deck for Wausau West. Here's the kick and the pitch. Chopper, third base side. That could be a tough play. Charging is Haldeman. He'll pick. He'll fire across, and just in time. That was a good play by Max Haldeman at third, though. Slow roller, able to get Claude by half a step. So one out for Ryder Schindler. Schindler walked and scored in the third. He is 0-2. And that wind kicking up, making it chilly out here as we get past 6 o'clock. Here's the pitch. Misses for ball one. If you're tuned in tonight looking for Max Inc. Radio, it will be on after the conclusion of our broadcast here from Wausau West. Saturday and Sunday nights, Wisconsin-based music. Pitch is low and inside, and that's ball two. 2-0 on Schindler with the red-hot Tony Ifaldano on deck. Towing the rubber, Blake Hahn. Left-hander working out of the stretch. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2 balls and a strike. Target is set. 2-1. Drops down low and outside, and that's ball three. 3-1 on Schindler. Again, 6-6 game. Bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch. That's in there at the knees for strike two called, and for the second straight batter, Blake Hahn has gone full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gavin Courtney will put down the fingers and set the target. Hahn, payoff pitch. Oh, getting the low strike is Hahn, and that will be strike three called on Ryder Schindler. Second time today that he's gone down looking. So two up and two down for the Warriors. And now Tony Ifodano will come to the plate. And I think Coach John Olpe has come to home plate. And I don't think he thought that was a strike, but he'll walk back to the third base coach's box. But Ifodano, three singles in this game. Three for three, three runs batted in. He had an RBI single in the third and a two RBI single in the fourth. So the right-handed batter settles in. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball right field side. That could be troubled. It's going to be in there fair. That'll be extra bases. Ifodano heading to second. He's going to turn at second. He's ahead for third. Here comes Ifodano in with a stand-up triple. Going the other way was Tony Ifodano right down the right field line. He is now 4-for-4 in this game. And now the lead run is 90 feet away for the Warriors as Ethan Sillers will come to the plate. So a chance for the Warriors to get the lead back. Blake Hahn working out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Big cut by Sillers, but he follows it straight back. Nothing and one. Of course, Ifodano has to be very prepared at third. If there's a ball that gets away from the catcher, be able to score. Anyway, anyhow. And that pitch is outside. Evens it up at 1-1. That was the ninth base hit of the game for the Warriors, four of which came from Ifodano himself. One ball, one strike, two outs. Hahn with the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Ethan Sillers steps out for a moment, now back in. Blake Hahn sets, kicks, deals. There's a swing and a pop-up. Short right field, coming over near the line! And able to grab it as he fell down right on the line in right field was Clay. Or that, actually, I think that's not Clay anymore. I think that is Bobby Shaw now out there. But boy, oh boy, he had to fight it out there. Wind is blowing, but able to make the grab and retire the Warriors in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for West in the sixth inning. Heading to the seventh, we're still tied 6-6. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying, or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Max Haldeman will lead things off here for Toma in the top of the seventh inning, 6-6 game. There's a pop-up on the first pitch. Tony Ifodano at shortstop will make the grab. So one pitch and one out. 6-6 game, top of the seventh. Cameron Finch will come up next for the Timberwolves. Some light mist and some wind here. And a pitch misses outside for ball one. No undershirt for Parker Monday as he throws on this chilly early Saturday evening. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball towards second base, backhanded by Gravine. I think that's a play Joe may have just let the second baseman grab it. He went too far to his right, trying to cover with Monday, but he wasn't going to be able to catch the runner. So safe at first on an infield single is Cameron Finch. But I think that may have been a play where maybe the first baseman goes, covers the bag, and lets the ball roll to thirds at second base. So a runner on first and one out. Top of the order and Nathan Hendricks for Toma. Here's the pitch. Followed back to the screen for strike one. Hendricks is 2 for 4. He's had a couple of singles and also scored a run. Runner leads off first base, being held there by Gravine. Monday sets at the belt. Kicks, fires. There's a swing and a ground ball over the second for one. On to first in time for a double play. 5-4-3. I lost the ball off the bat. It was grabbed by Landreth at third, got it to second, and thirds made a quick turn. 5-4-3, twin killing to end the inning for the Timberwolves in the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Heading to the bottom of the seventh. One run wins it for the Warriors. It is 6-6. This is Wausau West High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Wausau West coming to the plate in this 6-6 game. Joel Gravine will lead off against Blake Hahn. First pitch is a fastball up and away for ball one. 6 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for Toma. 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Wausau West. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball on the outside corner, maybe a tad off the corner. Coming up empty is Gravine, and the count evens up at 1-1. The lefty Blake Hahn, working fast, fires a fastball outside corner for strike two called. It'll be Joel Gravine, Miles Wallvogel, and Parker Monday due up here for West in the bottom of the seventh. Ball and 2 strikes on Gravine. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, into center field, past a diving Steffel, and the winning run is on base for the Warriors. The shortstop tried to dive to his left to smother it, but could not quite get there. So Joel Gravine with the leadoff single. And now, do you play small ball? Do you swing away? Now the decisions. That's why the coaches make these big, tough choices as Miles Wallvogel comes to the plate.
Now batting for the Warriors. Center fielder.
Wallvogel walked his last time up. He is 0 for 2. Long look right now by Hahn, and now time is called. Taking too much time for Miles Wahlvogel was Blake Hahn. Again, going through his signs is Coach John Albee in the third base box. Stepping back in now is Wahlvogel. Here's the pitch. Squares the bunt, and he poked at it. Again, we see that too often where you're taking the bat and pushing towards it instead of just trying to catch the ball with your bat. So it's a foul ball, strike one. Right-handed batter steps back in. Here's another square around. This time he lays it down beautifully. Picked up at first by Klima. Fires the first! Just in time. Oh, it was a bang, bang play at the bag, but a well-executed sacrifice bunt by Wahlvogel moves Gravine into scoring position. Boy, that was as close as you could get, as it was laid down so beautifully. So now, a chance to be the hero for Wausau West is coming to the plate will be Marshall Helke. Marshall Helke will hit in place of Parker Monday. First at bat of the game for Helke. He started on the mound in the first game against Triple Falls today. So Marshall Helke will step in. Blake Hahn working out of the stretch. Peeks at the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Runner was on the move on that first pitch, but it's a foul ball to the third base side. So looking for the steal was Joel Gravine.
Hey, we got the strike. Let's get it. Get the out.
So no balls and one strike on Marshall Helke.
Toy with him, Nate.
Towing the rubber again is Blake Hahn. Leading off second base is Joel Gravine. Two looks back by the lefty. And again, taking too much time is Hahn, and time is called by Marshall Helke. At the very same time Helke was calling time, stepping off the rubber was Blake Hahn as well. One out, runner on second. No balls, one strike, and the pitch. Drops down low, evens things up at 1-1.
Here we go.
14 hits for the T-Wolves and 10 hits for the Warriors. Again, the runner leads off second. That's Joel Gravine. Here's the pitch. Low and outside and backhanded by the catcher, Gavin Courtney. And the count goes to 2-1.
Lock back in here, Blake.
Good hitter's count right now for Marshall Helke. Looking to end it with a base hit to the outfield. Hahn again. Kicks and deals. There's a foul ball to the right-hand side. Out of play. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-6 game. Lead off a second by Gravine. Hahn. Another long hold. And now pick off the second, thrown into center field. Oh, but it was thrown so hard it got to the center fielder Sheldon quickly, and not able to advance is Gravine. Nearly a big mistake there for Toma, but they got away with one that time. It was another long hold by the pitcher Hahn. Then he decided to try and pick off the runner. Pitch that was a little low, but swinging at it, protecting the plate, and we've seen that sometimes that low strike is called, so probably a smart play by Helke, and he falls it off. Still two balls and two strikes. Again, off of second base is Joel Gravine. Blake Hahn sets just above the belt. Two looks back, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. Again, maybe going a little outside the zone with Helke, and that's out number two. And now Dylan Landreth, who has reached base three times in this game, two hits and a hit batsman, will step in. Here's the kick and the pitch. And that will miss low and away for ball one. 6-6 game, bottom of the seventh. Been a long day and now early evening of baseball, and the Warriors looking to finish it off with a little heroics. Oh, and a pickoff, and now caught between second and third is Gravine. Rundown, Gravine back towards second. And now Gravine heading back towards third, and he'll be tagged out. So pickoff will end the Warriors' seventh. No runs, one hit. No errors. Well, nobody left on base. Extra innings here from Wausau West. 6-6 game. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio. But we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
New pitcher for Wausau West is Bryce Laubach will come in to replace Parker Monday for the Warriors. Top of the eighth inning, extra inning baseball, as Toma and Wausau West are all even at 6-6. For the Timberwolves here in the top of the eighth, they'll be their 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Jackson Steffel, followed by Aiden Klima and Tucker Franson, as Laubach we'll try to keep Toma off the board and give his offense a chance to win it in the bottom half of the seventh. Finishing up his warm-up pitches is Bryce Laubach. And now heading to the plate will be Jackson Steffel. Steffel had an RBI single back in the second inning, added another single in the fifth. He is 2-for-4. Left-handed batter will settle in. Working out of the windup, Bryce Blaubach. Here's the rock, the kick, and the first pitch of the inning. And there's a swing and a fly ball left field. Right in his tracks, basically, is Ryder Schindler, and he'll make the grab for out number one. Up next for the Timberwolves will be Aiden Klima, the first baseman. He has hit the ball well today. He is 2 out of 4. He has a single in the first, a single in the fourth, a line out, and he's hit into a fielder's choice as well. Here's the pitch. Hard hit liner right to Joe Gravine. So two pitches and two outs. Hit the ball hard again. He's had a couple of liners that have been caught in this game. And now Tucker Franson, the designated hitter, will come up next. Wonder if he'll take a pitch. First two batters swing on the first pitch and get outs. Franson has 3 base hits in the game. 2 singles and a double. He's 3-for-4. Here is the pitch. Misses down low. And that's ball one. 6-6 game, top of the eighth inning. We've been this way since the top of the fifth when Toma scored a run to tie it up. Blaubach rocks, kicks, fires. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. Travis Clotty behind the dish, puts down the finger, sets the target. 2-0. Drops down low, and that's ball three. Brecken Sheldon in the on-deck circle for Toma. He would hit next. Three 0 pitch. There's a fastball right down the chute from Bryce Blaubach, and the count goes to 3-1. Right back at it, Blaubach, 3-1 pitch. Misses down low on a fast. Oh, oh, oh.
That actually hit the dirt.
A pitch that was down into the artificial dirt called a strike. We've seen this on both sides, though, today. I mean, we've seen it. That some of those pitches have been rather questionable, I'll say. But nevertheless, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And there's a foul ball, and we'll do it again at 3-2.
Keep fighting, Top. Let's go.
These umpires have had a long day as well, third game.
I agree.
Started at 10 a.m., and we're still going strong here as we near 6:30. Again, the payoff pitch. There's a ground ball charging as Ifaldano. He'll make the pick. He'll fire across in time. 6-3 on the putout, and a 1-2-3 inning in the eighth for Toma. Heading to the bottom half of the eighth. Again, the Warriors won to win it. 6-6 game. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Dylan Landreth, who was at the plate in the last inning when Gravin was picked off, is leading things off for the Warriors. 8-9-1 batters. First pitch misses outside for ball one. Landreth 2-for-2. Swing and a miss. He evens it up at 1-1. Landreth singled and scored in the third, singled and scored in the fourth, was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Here is the pitch. Misses again, just off the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Here's the pitch. Popped over the backstop and out of play. Count evens up at 2-2. On deck for the Warriors is Carson Thurs, and then Travis Claude will hit third in the inning. Here's the pitch. Here's a fly ball. Well hit right field. Going back is way back near the fence. It's not able to be brought in. Rounding first. Heading to second. Rounding second. Heading to third is Landreth. Here comes the throw. He'll slide. And he is safe. Not able to bring it in deep right field with Shaw. Near the fence. And the Warriors have the winning run now at third base with nobody out. Not an easy play, but also a play that probably needs to be made. But we're going to see whether or not what they put on the board here, whether that's going to be...
He's hurt. It hit him in the face.
Oh, it was actually...
He's injured.
The right fielder, when he went back there deep to the track, right in front of the fence, the ball went off his face, and it looks like a injury timeout as the coach will come out and take a look. Make sure everything is okay, and it's holding the left-hand side of the face. Well, hit ball the other way by Landreth. Boy, he's had a game as well here for the Warriors. Swinging the bat. But it looks like maybe coming right into the dugout will be Shaw. And they're going to have a complete change here as a... Yep, we're going to have some major changes here for the Timberwolves. And they're going to have to bring everybody in as well because that winning run at third with nobody out. Yep, all four infielders are going to come to the edge of what would be the grass if it was grass. It's not grass. It's artificial. Everything's painted. But now Carson Thurs has a chance to win it for the Warriors. He'll step in. Here's the pitch, and that'll miss for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Right-handed batter waits. There's the pitch. Drops down low, and that's ball two. Blake Hahn on the hill for the Toma Timberwolves. Off of third base is Landreth. Here's the pitch. Misses the outside corner, and that's ball three. Travis Claude on deck for Wausau West. He would hit next. Looking into his catcher is Blake Hahn. 3-0. Misses, and that's ball four off the outside corner. So now runners on the corners for Travis Claude. Travis Claude is 1-for-4. He had a single and scored a run back in the fourth. Otherwise, he's grounded out twice and struck out. And I think they're going to put on Travis Claude. And they're going to load up the bases, set up the force at the plate. Yep. So now the bases will be loaded for Ryder Schindler. Schindler is 0-for-3. He did walk and score back in the third. And waiting to see. Actually, there's nobody right now out there with a bat in their hand outside the dugout for the Warriors. Coach John Albee is talking to the home plate umpire. And now finally coming out. Is that Keegan Cruzan coming out? Nope, that... Yes, it is, actually. Keegan Cruzan will be the pinch hitter. So Keegan Cruzan, after not appearing in either game up to this point, has a chance to wrap it up. There's a chopper back towards short. It'll be picked. Fire to the plate, and in time. Oh, they're going to say that the catcher was off the base, and the Warriors will win it on a fielder's choice. The Warriors will win it as the catcher was not on home plate. And that will do it, and the Warriors are going to win it by a score of 7-6. Rather, that's a tough call. I will say that for sure. I mean, that is really, really, really tough. But in the end, a long day of baseball comes to an end as the Warriors edge Toma by a score of 7-6. We'll come back, wrap this one up, coming up next. This is Wausau West Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
And we are back as the Wausau West Warriors rally for a 7-6 win over Toma to wrap up a long day of baseball here at the Wausau West Triangular. Good comeback win here for West. They were trailed by a score of 5-0 heading to the bottom of the third inning. Toma scored 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third to lead 5-0. The Warriors then would score twice in the third, 4 times in the fourth to lead 6-5. After Toma scored in the top of the fifth to tie it up at 6, the Warriors push across the winning run on a fielder's choice. Keegan Cruzan, the throw to the plate, the catcher came off the bag, and the run was called safe, and that will do it, 7-6 Warriors. So the Warriors split a pair here today, and all three teams of this triangular finished 1-1. The first game had Wausau West fall to Chippewa Falls by a score of 7-2. The second game had Toma rally past Chippewa Falls 12-11. And the third game as West in 8 innings, defeating Toma 7-6. Our next broadcast will come up on Tuesday as the Wausau West baseball team will take on the Marshfield Tigers. We'll have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Thanks again to our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball here on 98.9 WXCO, and thanks to you for joining us. Again, in 8 innings, it's Wausau West defeating Toma by a score of 8-7. This has been Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
The Carpathian Mountains.
Oh, okay.
And so grew up playing folklore from there, which takes a lot of influence from Romania, Slovakia, Hungary. And Pretty much played folklore and played in an orchestra growing up. Then when COVID struck, I met these guys and we had plenty of time to get together, create some awesome music together. And we've pretty much hit the ground running since then and have been just enjoying what we create. So here we are 5 years later with a new album.
It's amazing. COVID has, it was awful, but some good things came out of it, right? A lot of bands came together during COVID. So
that's right. Yeah. Now, did you always play fiddle or have you played first other instruments?
Dabbled in piano, saxophone, but violin has been my main instrument.
Nice. Very cool. That's Tomek. And we're here with Bam. Tell us about Bam. I mean, who plays in this band?
Yeah, so right now, Tomek and I, of course, we have Dylan White on drums, a phenomenal musician. He's been jamming with us since the beginning of our last band, Cruising Round. For Bam, we just added Mark Gooden on keys. Mm. He's an absolute beast, a good addition for sure for Bam. Chet Wells started off with us, and now we have on bass, and now we have Pete Kakanis jamming with us up from Stevens Point area.
Now, tell us about the new album, Shifting Tides. It was recorded in Fort Atkinson?
It was, yeah. Lunar Lava Studios with Jeff. He's a great sound guy. That was a really good experience.
He was right there in the room with us, pretty much part of the whole experience creating it. He added some of his own influence, some ideas, and that was really cool just to have him be part of the process of creating this album. So
now, tell us a little bit about Fort Atkinson, because, you know, that's kind of a music city down there. People don't realize, but there's a lot of jamming going down in Fort Atkinson.
You know, I still really don't know a whole lot about Fort Atkinson.
We
spent 22 hours in the studio in 2 days. We ate at a Mexican restaurant across the street, which was phenomenal, and then we went home. So
we went there twice in one day.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Wow. So, excuse me, where is the album available right now?
Right now, you can find it on all streaming platforms. It's on our website as well.
Spotify?
Yep, you bet. Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon, all that fun stuff.
It's and on you can Bandcamp. Get a CD from us at one of our shows if you come.
You're going to have CDs?
We already have them.
Oh, what? About, really?
You bet.
Wow, a band that plans the release party after they get the CDs in hand. Kudos to you. How about vinyl?
Not yet. I really want to, hopefully after this summer. We need to build up the funds, but we all want to do it.
Now, Don't Mess with Cupid. They're an Otis Redding tribute band fronted by Gamma Ray bar owner Kevin Wilmot, and they are headlining the Gamma Ray's one-year anniversary party, and Bam is warming them up. How special is that to be going being able to play a celebration and the release of your album, Shifting Tides, at the one-year anniversary of the Gamma Ray?
Yeah, we're super stoked for that. That's going to be a lot of fun, and just two really great things to celebrate. We're super excited for the album. I mean, we've been going for, this band started a year ago, and we've just done so much in the last year. So we're super excited to celebrate the album release, and doing it with Kevin at his venue.
Wow,
birthday Eve
that's
bash,
be special.
Yes,
that is a great place. One of my favorite clubs.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Now, what's happening with Cruising Round? Any news on those guys?
We are not, as of right now, playing anything. Yeah, most of most of the Cruising Round guys are now in BAM, with the exception of one or two. So that's how BAM was formed.
Nice. Well, we enjoyed seeing Cruising Round last year at Atwood Fest.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
What's going on? What's coming up with BAM for this summer?
Yeah, this summer, I mean, we're super busy. We go on tour here next week. We're going to Colorado. We have a few shows out there, then a show in Omaha, and then, the album release party of the 31st. But we're playing all over Wisconsin this summer. We have a few festivals we're going to be playing at. We're up in Door County, New Lisbon, Oak Creek, Park Falls.
Oh, we're in Door County.
We're playing the Thirsty Cow Tap House. Mm-hmm. That's more of a duo show, but it's a blast. Is that Sister Bay?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
Right around that area.
Oh, Bailey's Harbor, maybe?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That sounds like a fun time.
Oh, it is. It's good, yeah.
Door County is always a blast.
It is, yep.
So many good places to eat.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite restaurant up there?
You know what? He used to live there for a bit. I bet he has.
Yeah,
plenty.
The Blue Horse Cafe. I can't wait to go there.
What city is that in?
For breakfast the next day. Bailey's Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that again? Name that again?
Blue Horse Cafe.
Blue Horse
Cafe.
Got
a sticker on my water bottle, which I don't have with me.
It's like the second thing you broke tonight. First Atwood Fest, second breakfast. You know?
That's what we do, Rob.
That's what we do. Connect
Bone Messer.
You.
Thank you for coming down, Tomek.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming down to speak with us tonight. How do we keep up with BAM online?
Yeah, our Instagram and Facebook is pretty active. It's BAMWI, B-A-M-M-W-I, and our website, www.bamwi.com, B-A-M-M-W-I.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. We're going to listen to another song from your brand new album. This one is called Bad Habits. Tell us a little bit about this song before we hear.
Yeah. This song is just, you know, I mean, the lyrics are about just learning things you need to fix and fixing them, getting tired of them and getting them fixed. This was a fun song to record. And
yeah, the harmonies that came in on this one, those were a studio surprise, and I'm really happy with how those came out. And
very last minute.
The lick that we went into at the end there.
Yeah, it features the fiddle towards the end, and it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Awesome. Let's hear it. This is BAM, Bad Habits. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sun is shining down on me, and I'm too far gone to feel the heat. Winds change calling my name, and I'm too busy playing your games. Because I got bad habits, they got the best of me.
It's Bam and Bad Habits right here on Maxing Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Neighbor Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence of craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison, provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing. They've got it all. Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com, or give them a call. That's what they do. They do it all. It's 608-395-4546. Yeah, 608-395-4546. Rocker, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great, Rob. What's happening?
I saw another band came strolling in. Can't wait.
James Izell, he's here. We're going to be plugging him in and doing a sound check pretty soon here.
All right, I'm excited. And that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
8 o'clock hour.
Wow, he's early.
Well, we got to get the musicians in here, yes. Get them all sound checked, make sure they sound good for you, right?
Right. You got to get the vans and the buses and the trucks and everything, yeah. Back it up to the studio. That makes
Pack
sense.
Pack up the green room.
Yeah. And he's got all sorts of CDs, too. I'm going to be excited to hear this. It should be good. Also, maybe a surprise guest. Maybe a phone interview.
I hear. Yeah.
So stay tuned to MagSync Radio. We'll let you know when it happens. Well, you'll know because you'll be right here listening to us on the radio. So let's do another song, shall we?
Sounds good, Rob. What do we got coming up right now?
Snap and Pop.
Oh, we're gonna play by the Reverend Eddie Danger.
Let's play it right now on MagSync Radio.
Do not, under any circumstance, cooperate.
Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop. Boom, pow. Snap, snap. A man to think, but he won't if he is fed or he don't care. And money talks and lazy walks to a place going nowhere. So if you go, let me know where we are and how we got here. Thanks a little, it's a lot. Well done, medium over rare. And choose your words, cause you won't fly full of hot air. And if you did, where would you go once you were up there? And if you fell, would you cry and not know why or how we got here? We are overworked and we are underpaid by a system that don't care. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop.
And war, what is it good for? Keeping rich people rich and poor people poor. Cool is the booze that they feed you. You swear it's not yours, well, I don't believe you. What would they say standing next to you? Twisted and ugly like a bad tattoo. Cigarette smoke and too much perfume and flashing lights in a sale air room. Now food not bombs, bread not arms. You are a cancer on my family farm. You better wonder if it's a horseshoes or hand grenades. Not even close, so find a peace, love, and promenades. Mr. Prez. Yeah, Mr. Prez, well, you can go on an unpaid vacation while I'm dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations.
Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop.
Broadcasting live at MaxSyncRadio.com.
And on your mobile device at TuneIn.com.
Search MaxSync Radio. It's radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
on 24th Street and I'm looking at a life. Standing on the corner watching people passing by. I used to be somebody, man, I used to be someone. Now I'm feeling like a bullet in the chamber of a gun. I said, hey, tell me what you're gonna do now. You're acting like you've never been had. You say it's the end of the world again. When it all blows up and it all goes down. When it makes you sick but you're still around. You ain't too pure, ain't too proud. When it all blows up and it all blows down. Obvious descendant in the middle of the night. Standing by the speakers and I somehow be alright. Girls on Lower Broadway in the summer in the smoke. I feel I'm at the wrong end, man, of someone else's joke. I said, hey, tell me what you want me to do. I feel like I got nowhere to go. Meet me at the end of the world again. When it all goes up and it all goes down. And it sucks your soul, but you hang around. You ain't too poor, ain't too proud. When it all goes up, all goes down.
This is Max Ian.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. One person is killed after a vehicle exploded outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, and police are calling it an intentional act of violence. Five others were injured. This man lives nearby.
I thought it was a massive earthquake coming off of the one we just had a couple weeks ago. The whole building picked up, and then I assumed, when it wasn't an earthquake, that it was probably something that hit our building.
The city says the explosion happened at 11 a.m. local time and that residents were being asked to avoid the area. Attorney General Pam Bondi,
Bondi posts on X that the act is unforgivable. More than 24 people were killed from tornadoes that ripped through three states yesterday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
At times like this, when things seem darkest, is when you see humanity shine its brightest. And to each of those individuals looking at what used to be their home, that are wondering where they start, there's going to be a bunch of people that show up and say,